BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Dev is on Real or No Real. What are your dating deal breakers? And Chris is thinking of making a new clothing purchase.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Yesterday on the show, it was kind of awkward because we played a game of phone chicken, which involved us, me and Chris, both saying the same phrase as the phone was ringing, but the phone was ringing to our boss, and then whoever it answered on, whoever was speaking at the time, had to say that phrase loud and clear to our boss, Joe, who's like a big boss here at Radio 1. Here's how it played out. You're a terrible boss.
You're a terrible boss.
Terrible boss.
You're a terrible
Hello.
Boss.
Hello? Hello?
Joe?
Yes?
You're a terrible boss. Joe? It's Chris Stark.
Do you want to come and see me about that after your show? You're on air, right?
Yeah, we're on air at the moment.
Okay. Just come and see me afterwards, yeah?
I'll see you afterwards. All right,
bye.
Awkward listening. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. Where are you today?
I'm in Burnley.
Burnley, how can I help?
I just want to know how Scott went on with his meeting yesterday with Boss Joe.
I'm Scott. Hello?
Oh, so hello?
Yeah, my name's Scott. Do you mean Chris?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
That's all right, my love. Easy to get mistaken for. How did the meeting go with the boss?
Yes. Is
it
in today, or has it been fired off?
Has it been fired? I'll tell you in a few minutes. All right.
Okay.
I've got stuff to explain. All right. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So bad. People already asking if they can have Chris's job. Simon in Bournemouth. I mean, it's a bit too soon. Do you not think? Liam on Twitter. Where do I send my CV for Chris's job? Really bad, that, guys. Hiya.
Yeah. It's interesting to see, though, isn't it? It's interesting seeing how long people would care, and it's not that long.
And also, like, I thought, to be honest, because I was trying to make it look like you weren't here today, I thought there'd be more reaction than there was.
Yeah.
You know?
And I hear what you're saying, there, Scott. I mean, should we try this with you tomorrow?
What, me not being here?
No, it's...
All fine?
It's all fine, yeah.
Have you been reprimanded?
Yeah, I can't say too much, but it's all fine.
Right, so you're still on?
Yeah, still on. Yeah.
And Joe was okay, the boss?
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah.
To be fair to him, he was great. But there's other, fine.
Right. Okay. I mean, our bosses here do have a sense of humour.
Yeah. Everyone's been really decent about it. It's just. Yeah.
And as we said yesterday, we do love and respect Joe.
Yeah, all of them.
All of the bosses. All of them. But it was a slight thing we did yesterday just for the show, and I'm guessing he understood that, right?
Yeah, of course he did.
Excellent. Yeah. Anyway, well, it's good to have you here. Do you know what I'm really missing at the moment? Innuendo bingo. Mm. Is anyone else missing that?
Yeah, I miss it.
Just let me know, because, I mean, I think it needs to come off of that hiatus really soon, just because I don't know, Tuesday and Thursday's not quite the same.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott, it's Amy.
Amy?
Yes?
Where are you?
I'm from Fermanagh, Northern Ireland.
Yes, how can I help?
I just wanted to say how much I miss Innuendo Bingo.
I do as well. It's just not the same, is it?
It's really not. You hear all these innuendos on the TV and just have nothing to do with them.
I know. That's the thing. People are still emailing me clips, but there's nowhere to go. I really hope Innuendo Bingo comes back off its holiday soon.
Please bring it back soon.
I have no control over it. It does what it wants.
You see them everywhere as well. I was looking at the news earlier. There was an article about a hairy panic invading an Australia town. It's just, they're just everywhere.
It's wasted, isn't it?
Okay, completely.
I'll have a word, all right?
Please do.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Do you know we've not spoken to you for a while?
Who?
Unlucky Gary.
True that.
This is, you know, like every friend group has somebody in their circle that is unluckier than the rest.
Mm.
Like, just bad things happen to them. Like, and with Gary, like, he's my one. I remember the time when he was about to go in to watch a Well, it was like CD UK when that was on, and a bird pooed on him just before, so he couldn't go.
That's kind of where it started. He used to be called... Actually, it started before then. He used to be called Gary Bint, didn't he?
He did, and then he had his name changed by Deedpoll on this show because the listeners decided that he should be called McFly. I forgot that.
Yeah, you forget his original name. He's originally Gary Bint.
That's mad. And it was a public vote, and he changed it, and it's still called Gary McFly.
He actually let the listeners of this show choose his last name. Incredible. Yeah.
Then there was a time he was, he just went for a day of sightseeing in London and got caught up in the student protests, got kettled. Then there was a time that the homeless man fell on him while asking him for directions.
Yep.
And then I just remembered another good one as well. I took him to a really amazing party and Jay-Z was there. And Jay-Z laughed at him because someone had just hit him in the face.
There's loads of these stories. Do you remember, wasn't there a situation where he found some cash on the ground?
Oh, the 500 euro note.
Yeah, found a huge amount of money, wanted to do the right thing to give it back to the owner. Someone else obviously just claimed it was theirs and he just handed it over.
Yeah, he did, yeah. Because they were like a bit scary looking. So he was like, okay then, oh, bless. Hello, Unlucky Gary.
Hi, you all right?
Yeah, good. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while, yeah.
Chris, have you heard the news?
What's that?
Unlucky Gary has got a boyfriend.
That sounds quite lucky for you, Unlucky Gary.
He is, yeah. I've been quite lucky since as well.
Yeah, he's really nice, isn't he?
Yeah, really nice.
But this is great news.
Yeah.
He's not done any of those unlucky things to you. He hasn't kettled you.
No.
He hasn't sort of fallen on you.
not yet.
No?
It's all going really well. And your luck is looking up, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's been good.
We might have to consider a rebrand, Scott. Maybe he should become Lucky Gary.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm really pleased for him. I'm sure you are too. However, there is a slight problem, isn't there, Gary?
A little problem, yeah.
Yeah. And what is that?
He's obsessed with coleslaw.
He's obsessed with what?
Coleslaw.
As in food?
Yeah, the food.
He has it with every meal, doesn't he?
Yeah, and I've got not a phobia, but I really hate coleslaw, and always have. And he's actually obsessed with it.
I would say you do have a phobia of it.
Yeah, a little bit, I think. I mean, I've never actually tasted it, but I know I'd just hate it if I did.
You've never had it?
No, I would never try it.
But how do you know you don't like it?
You know, you can just tell you're not going to.
Yeah, I do know what you mean. Or maybe you had an incident when you were younger. Where something happened, because I've had that with hummus. I'm not a fussy eater, but I don't like hummus. I don't like touching it. There's nothing about hummus I like. It's like, I always say it, but it is like my kryptonite.
Yeah,
when I was younger, like, my mum had had it, she loves it as well, not as much as Sean, but she loves it. And if she'd had it when I was a kid, I wouldn't kiss her goodnight or like go near her.
No.
And if I was washing up and it was on the plate, I'd just be gagging.
So that's coleslaw.
Yeah.
So this is the problem then. I assume your new perfect boyfriend, the issue is surrounding his eating habits.
Yeah. And just like if we go to a restaurant now, I'm thinking ahead, thinking, will they do coleslaw? Because I know they have it. So I'll suggest like an Indian or a Chinese, and I know they won't do it. But if I ask him as well, like, what have you had for lunch? And if he'll say coleslaw, like, it's just on my mind when I meet him.
Right. Just looking through our old WhatsApp conversations, Gary. you're just sending me pictures of coleslaw that he's having for his lunch.
Yeah, he's having it again.
Yeah. I get an update every time. He's like, you never guess what? He's having it again.
Oh, no. What's really tricky as well is it's not the kind of thing you can say to him because you'll look massively unreasonable.
Yeah, true.
But if it's niggling you now... Just think, if you end up with him for a long time, this is the stuff that magnifies it. It will really bug you.
Yeah,
blow up.
Is this a deal breaker, do you think?
It's not a deal breaker, but it's on my mind a little bit.
A lot, yeah.
Tricky thing to admit on radio as well, I assume.
He does listen.
But he does clearly, listen, doesn't
right,
he, as well?
Right,
he
okay. Does. Well, okay, well, we can deal with this in a respectful way, just in case you are listening right now.
Mr. Hi, Sean.
Coleslaw Sean.
Coleslaw Sean. That's what he's going to be called now.
Okay. But if he is listening, that's not the worst thing, is it? Because maybe we're dealing with this situation, which is quite awkward. It's just bursting that spot, isn't it? It's just sort of getting it out there.
Mm-hmm. When was the first time you saw him have it and thought, oh no?
I think we had like a harvester, and his steak came with it, and I thought, oh, here we go. And I asked him, like, do you like it? He's like, yeah, I love it.
Oh. You actually asked the question. And you said you didn't like it.
Yeah, he knows I don't like it, but not, I don't think he knows how much I hate it.
Like a phobia. Oh, no, that's so tricky, because we all do the harvester date, and then it's interesting seeing what they come back from the salad cart with, isn't it? Because I'm, like, for me, I just have the little dried things and a bread roll.
Well,
I'm simple like that. Yeah. But it is interesting when someone comes back and they're really mucky.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They put all the sauces with all the vegetables, and you think to yourself,
sloppy.
What? You sloppy salad eater.
Yeah, absolutely. You sloppy salad eater. Like, why have you got sweet corn with Thousand Island dressing?
Weird,
you
isn't
dirty.
It? And they mix everything in. They walk around that cart using every spoon.
Yeah.
I'm the same. I just have, it's the crispy onion bits on a bread roll. That's it.
Dry
as anything.
Keep it dry.
Keep it dry.
No one wants a wet harvester.
No. It says a lot about someone,
I think. Can I be honest with you?
Go on.
Maybe I broke up with somebody because they liked The Simpsons.
Because they liked The Simpsons.
I can't stand it.
But it was all going so well, right? And then you had a date, I assume. And then at that point, it's like, oh, you know, what are you into? Oh, I like watching TV. Have you watched anything recently?
But he wanted to watch it all the time. And I'm like, no, sorry.
It's fine.
I mean, it's a great show, but I personally don't like it. And I think that was the main reason, I've got to be honest.
Such a harsh reason to dump someone because they enjoy a TV show.
It's bad, isn't it?
But
I feel bad.
It's ruthless. That's what it is. It's ruthless.
We should say that your new boyfriend is perfect in every other way.
Yeah, he is.
It's just the coleslaw. But sometimes in relationships, you know, there are deal breakers. I'm sure people will have more. I'm sure we'll get a lot of texts about this.
Okay.
All right, Gary. Well, do you reckon he'll be listening now?
Yeah, he will be.
Oh, good. All right, well, at least it's out there.
Yeah, true.
All right, good to catch up.
Okay, speak to you soon.
Love you, bye.
Bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Hello.
Hello, it's Courtney.
You all right, Courtney?
Yeah, I'm good. I've got one like Gary.
Oh, I know. He really likes his boyfriend, but his boyfriend loves coleslaw.
not good enough.
What's yours?
Basically, I met this guy on a night out. We arranged a date to go for dinner. We went for dinner. It was all going really well. He's really nice.
Right, you really, really liked him, yeah?
Yeah, he was really nice. So we went for dinner. We sat down. The waitress came over to order our food, and he said he wanted steak. And then automatically in my head, all like red alerts went off. What's he going to say?
What's wrong with steak?
Well, nothing, but it depends how you eat it. And he said, well done.
Yeah,
and that was
right.
It.
What do you mean that was it?
That was the deal breaker.
That was the deal breaker. He ate his steak, well done.
Yeah, I kind of get that.
It just ruined everything.
But he was so perfect.
But he eats his steak, well done.
What's wrong with that?
If he can't appreciate a steak, how can he appreciate women?
Oh my God, you're ridiculous.
I think you're amazing.
Well, it's true, isn't it?
If he can't look after a steak.
That old saying.
Yeah, I've literally never heard that before. Oh, so it's just, that's the little thing that bugs you.
Yeah, I don't even know why.
How do you have yours?
Blue.
Oh, yeah. So you're not going to like a well done, are you?
No.
When it arrived, well done, what did you say to him?
Are you kidding me? But he thought I was joking. When he ordered it, I said, that's disgusting. But he thought I was joking. He thought it was banter.
But so he was like, well done, please. And you were like, are you joking?
Yeah.
How did it go after that date?
I'm not going to lie. I've not seen or spoken to him since.
Since that date?
Since that date.
Massive deal breaker right there.
Right there.
And that's all it was. That's the only reason you didn't see him again, because he asked for a steak well done.
Yeah.
Madness.
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to be able to be as fussy as you.
Do you have any other deal breakers out of interest?
Nail biting.
Yeah, loads of people say that.
A whole different level.
But nail biting is a habit, which is not that great. Mm. A lot of people have it. Having a steak well done, not so much.
This is very tricky. If you're on a date, there's all these different... There's so many things to look out for, Scott.
Yeah.
Never know where to look first.
Well, no, and also, how do you know that the girl that you really like doesn't like you having your steak well done or doesn't like coleslaw?
Because I told him.
It's almost like as soon as you match on a dating app, you should both declare what your sort of deal breakers are there and then, before the date.
There needs to be more like drop-down options, I think.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. The deal breaker option on a dating site needs to happen.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
Put it all in your profile.
Great idea, yeah. Declare it in your profile.
Put it all in there.
Let's get everyone to do that. Can you just declare your petty deal breakers?
Let's get everyone to do that right now. If you're on a dating site, put it in the profile. It'll make life a whole lot easier.
I'm going to do it now.
So yours is going to be no well done steaks.
That's awesome. Because it also, that sounds like it means something well deep.
Good to speak to you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
later.
Courtney. Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
What about getting rid of someone because they were obsessed with likes on their photos online? Literally, this girl would go to the extreme of asking her boyfriend to ask his friends to like her selfies.
That's really quite
okay,
full on,
bye.
Isn't it?
What about if they're really hot and then they take their jacket off? This is from Dale, recent experience, and they've got a Star Wars t-shirt on.
Yeah.
Really hot to that point.
The point is here, not necessarily. I mean, that could be the thing that bonds you, but it's just everyone has their own their own weird reasons.
Yeah.
Don't know. Everyone has one deal breaker. I'm sure of it.
And also, I've never seen a text response like
this. It's incredible.
It's mad. Also, up there with the devil's work, with coleslaw, mayonnaise.
What?
For so many people. Can't even, like, be near it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Danielle from Manchester's been on.
Oh, yeah.
Had to get rid of somebody. Well, she just saw them once. Had to get rid of this girl because she always turned the radio over when I started talking.
Oof.
So I'd be telling a story that apparently she said was like fairly amusing. And just as we would get to the punchline, she would switch the station and Danielle would miss the story, the punchline of the story. Annoying. So she had to go. Danielle from Manchester there.
That's completely understandable.
Very loyal, Danielle. Thank you very much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oi, Mills, would you like a quickie show and tell? Just a quickie, though.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah?
Do you want a brass?
Yeah, go on then.
What have you got?
Only just seen this, but I think it's brilliant. It's on a few different websites. You'll be able to find it really easily. But someone's mocked up what would happen if Kanye West was on Dragon's Den.
Okay.
It's really good. I think it's from old Kanye West interviews.
Yeah.
But sort of interspliced with Dragon's Den, I think it's brilliant.
But how have they made him speak the words? They just got, like, cut his head out or something?
Yeah,
what have
they done? So they've put his head... If you actually watch this video, which I'll put up on my Twitter, but if you watch this video, they've managed to kind of Photoshop his head and got his mouth to move, but over the body of someone who's genuinely pitching on Dragon's Den.
And he's in front of the dragons.
And he's in front of the dragons. Hey, have a little listen.
I want to make uniforms for my high school basketball team. Then I want those uniforms to be hot and make money. Then I eventually want to be the anchor and the force behind a $1 billion company.
Can you say what we mean?
$1 billion. And I eventually want to be the anchor of the first $1 trillion company. I want to do product. I am a product person.
What have you previously invented?
Not just clothing, but water bottle design, architecture, everything, you know, that you could, you know, think about. And I've been at it for 10 years.
Let's see a demonstration of it.
I've got this water, and we've got, you know, we've got this red version. We've got a red bottle. And we got a David Beckham version here. Then we got a blue version.
Oh, what's it called?
So
how do
good.
I find it?
Just Kanye on Dragon's Den. I've put it up on my Twitter. I'm sure you'll retweet it.
I like
Scott.
It.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Did you see Chris Martin get... Well, some people are saying he got pied off at the NME Awards.
What happened?
Last night. Well, he was just sitting there during the Bring Me the Horizon performance. And Ollie Sykes, who's the lead singer, decided to jump up onto Chris Martin's table. and kind of trash it.
Oh.
But loads of people think it's because something over the fact that Coldplay's, I think, new album cover looks very similar to a Bring Me the Horizon cover.
Right.
From years gone by. And that's why Ollie singled out Chris Martin, jumped on the table. I don't know. I think that's what people are inferring from it.
Also last night, Zayn Malik performed for the first time since leaving One Direction. He'd not done a live performance yet. He was on the Jimmy Fallon show in America and did a song called It's You, which is about Perry Edwards.
It's strange as well. It's proper dark and haunting. And yeah, I only heard it this morning and it's...
Who was the first person it reminded you of? When you, what did you say to me?
It's a bit random to say.
Go on.
It's very Aidan Grimshaw.
Wow. What kind of emo you mean? It's a bit depressing.
It's emo. Yeah, it's such a hard one to describe. It's not creepy, but it's like dark and a little bit horrifying.
It's a breakup song.
Also,
enjoying Taylor Swift's Instagram. I know Grimmy is because he was talking about this morning. So a message to Ed Sheeran on his birthday.
And it's really lengthy as well. She's written a massive message on Instagram.
That's not what Instagram's for, is it?
I'm not a big fan of that on Instagram. But Grimmy was talking about it this morning, you're right. And he was saying that, you know, why is she making it about her?
It is about her.
Because she's not doing this with everyone's birthday.
No. Looking back on the highlights of my life, there's a moment I'll never forget from a day in London. So she's saying happy birthday to Ed Sheeran, but it is mostly about her, yeah. But we can't argue because she's our leader.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
I look forward to this genuinely every day. Who's going to win today? Battle Op Bangers. Hello, Alex.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. How are you?
Good. Have an exciting life today?
I'm living a life of a champion. I've got home from work and I'm waiting on a man to bring me a new tumble dryer. So.
Nice. Oh, wow. You are living the dream, Alex.
Indeed, indeed.
Where are you?
In Darlington.
Okay, so you finished work for the day, yeah?
Yeah. I finished early.
Okay, don't feel any pressure about whose song to choose.
But it would be great if you picked mine.
But Chris will sulk generally afterwards.
No,
Whereas I take it quite well.
Filling his head with negativity. What I would say is my song is brilliant today and I would love to hear it on Radio 1.
So, one of our listeners decides what we press play on every day at this time. Just some forgotten gems, some bangers that maybe you've not heard for a while. So my one today is, listen up, this. Oh, wow. Come on. Grab it hard, raise it up.
It's all right.
Look, what do you mean it's all right?
It's all right.
It's an amazing song. Probably her best. What have you got?
Alex, you're going to choose this one, I really hope. Yeah. This was massive at the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. I got reminded of this at the weekend. Wiz Khalifa, Black and Yellow. Two very different songs today, Scott.
Yeah. Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow. Okay. Alex.
Hello.
Yes?
Very, very, very tough decision to make.
Isn't it, though?
I'm going to go for this song because it reminds me of one of my workmates and we sing this song to each other from time to time and it just brings back good memories of some good solid banter. So for that reason I am picking I'm going to pick Chris's song.
Yes!
Wow, what's going on?
Good man, Alex.
Who has memories of this song?
Play it. Yeah.
I've got a bit of a confession to make, and it's weird.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
Fine.
Do you ever, do you find yourself getting fussier about things? Like, I remember back in the day, my house used to be a mess all the time. And now, if it's not kind of tidy, I do get annoyed, and I make sure I do tidy it. Back in the day, it never used to bother me at all.
So why does that make you more fussy?
Just because I like things to look nice now, and I didn't care before if my bed wasn't made or like there were cups everywhere. I didn't care.
Yeah.
But I've gone one further. So maybe, okay, I'd had a couple of drinks. I was with my flatmate, my ex-flatmate last night.
Oh, so what is, right, because he's got married and he's obviously got, you don't see him as much.
See him as much. I mean, he lives just down the road, but yeah, married now.
She's
so
taken him.
She took him, yeah. So anyway,
so
she, nice
so,
to catch
so,
up
so
with
what
him.
Happened? She's away somewhere, I assume?
Yes, she's away in what?
She is. So he came back.
She's away in South Africa. No, I went round to I went round to his house
you
last night.
You sneaked over because you're not normally allowed.
Yeah, when the wife's away, you know. And I got home. This is weird. Be prepared, this is weird. I got home and I'd only had like two drinks. And I was like, wow, my money in my wallet is really creased.
Oh, and you didn't iron it. Please say you didn't iron it. No, you...
Yeah.
I mean, that surely is headline grabbing. You
midnight,
iron your own
midnight,
money.
At midnight last night.
I was playing a game that rhymes with Wiz Khalifa. At midnight last night, you were there ironing your money.
Yeah. The Scott Mills Daily. Just got my invite through for the actual Brit Awards and I'm very excited.
Exciting times.
I know. So it's like, it's less than a week now and the Brit Awards are nearly here. So next Wednesday from 4 p.m, it's going to be a great show. Greg James and Alice Levine are going to be live backstage and all over that red carpet. And Alice, I think, is her natural home. It's where she's best on the red carpet.
Yeah, she's really honed her skills there.
Mm.
I mean, she's the master at doing all these challenges, but making it seem like she's just doing a very normal interview.
Yeah. And I don't think the stars get annoyed that often. She's got a certain way about her, but she's excellent at it. So Alice will be doing her red carpet thing and Greg's show from the red carpet next Wednesday at 4 p.m. on Radio 1. If you want to actually be with us at the Brits, you've got to listen to Radio 1 all weekend. Just clear your diary, listen to Radio 1 at the weekend. We'll tell you how you could be going to the Brits with us next week. All this week, though, we're asking you to vote for the Brit Awards 2016 Best British Breakthrough Act, supported by Radio 1. Five acts to choose from this year: Catfish and the Bottlemen, James Bay, Jess Glyn, Wolf Alice, and Years and Years. And here is Red Carpet Alice with all the details on how to vote.
To vote for the Brits British Breakthrough Act, supported by BBC Radio 1, you can vote online by going to the Radio 1 website, or you can vote on Twitter by using the following hashtags. The Catfish and the Bottlemen. Tweet using the hashtag BritBreakCatfish. If you ever wanna be in love. For James Bay, tweet using the hashtag BritBreakJamesBay. For Jess Glyn, tweet using the hashtag BritBreakJessGlyn. For Wolf Alice, tweet using the hashtag BritBreakWolfAlice. And for Years and Years, tweet using the hashtag BritBreakYears. You can only vote once and voting will close at 7 p.m. on Friday the 19th of February. Terms and conditions can be found at bbc.co.uk/radio1. To cast your vote online, you'll be redirected to the Brit Awards website and subject to their vote terms and conditions and privacy policy.
The Brits British Breakthrough Act, supported by BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Boy Mills, I need to run something past you. I want to see if you think it's a good idea.
Okay.
I've got a feeling I know your answer already.
Okay, well, you know I'll always be honest.
You will, and that's why I want to ask you this. I think it's a discussion we may have had before, but do you think I would look cooler if I wore a leather jacket? Right?
What?
So I've been watching quite a lot of Sons of Anarchy recently, and obviously they wear a lot of leather jackets.
There's a lot of leather in that show.
Right,
actually,
so yeah. I'm thinking to myself, should I get a leather jacket? I can make myself look cooler in a very simple way just by wearing a leather jacket. All celebrities seem to be able to wear leather jackets.
There is a lot of leather going on in the world of celebrity, yes there is.
But I suggested this to you a couple of weeks ago.
And
you
I
might
laughed.
Not have realised. Yeah, you laughed
it
at me.
It did laugh, yeah. It's a no from me, Chris.
Why?
Because there are a certain type of person can get away with a leather jacket.
And that's what I want to have a sort of mini debate with you about, because I don't understand why you're saying I can't wear a leather jacket or why it would look stupid on me. Because you wear one. Right, and I think you look very good in it.
Thank you.
Right, but are you saying you can only wear a leather jacket if you're a celebrity?
No, I...
Well, you are, aren't you?
Kind of, maybe I am, yeah. And that's a bit weird. I mean, I think everyone just looks... even if you're not, you look like you're famous if you wear a leather jacket.
That's what I mean.
Have you? We've got one here, right?
Yes.
One of the teams got one.
Yeah, so one of the teams gone and got this from the office. Now, someone... look, let me put it on.
We've got a whole band of people here watching the show today. So, guys?
Do I look instantly cooler?
No.
Okay, good. See, this is what I'm saying. Is it just because it's me wearing the leather jacket? Or...
I don't know. Do you want to take a picture of you and I'll put it on the social media?
And then what I'm going to do, if people agree, I'm just going to commit to it from now on.
I think that kind of one is okay. Obviously, you can't see it because it's radio, but that's kind of a standard leather one. It's like when you start wearing ones that Usher wears. That's my problem.
But that's what I want.
You want an Usher one?
Yeah, I want to look...
No, absolutely not. I'll tell you what, I'll take a little picture now. I'll take a little snap and I'll put it on my social medias and let's let everyone decide. I'm not convinced, though.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One.
Actually, I've had second thoughts. You're kind of rocking that look. I've just put it on my Twitter. It's all right, you know?
I don't know. I'm getting a lot of messages from people saying I'm not cool enough to even think about it.
Yeah, and also you do have quite a baby face and you need a kind of man face to pull off a leather jacket, but... It's on the Radio 1 Twitter right now. They've just retweeted me. How lovely of them. What we should do is, because you're coming to the Brits next week.
Yes.
Have you managed that? I'm joking.
What?
We could dress you up as if you're famous. Do you remember like when we did for the Teen Awards? Where you dressed up as Justin Bieber.
Again.
Let's do that
again.
No,
I don't want to do that game again. Why can't I? It was like when we went to Wimbledon
stressed.
And you decided you wanted to style me for that.
That was good also. Actually, there were a couple of moments last year where we got to style you and then they remained one of my favourite times.
Really?
Yeah, it was really fun.
I don't know if I'd like to go to the Brits and just enjoy it in my own sort of...
In your own clothes.
Looking half decent for once.
Get a leather jacket in time for it, though. People are being really kind, generally.
Wear a leather jacket to the Brits?
Definitely, yes.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Or a prime leather jacket wearing place, that is.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That boy needs a record deal. That is Bo and Gold on BBC Radio 1. Really good. Hello, Dev.
I've got to apologise to him because I kept pronouncing it Bew the other day.
Oh,
because that's how it's spelled.
Well, no, it's
spelled Bo.
Spelled Bo, though.
No, it's not. It's spelled B-E-A-U. That's
as in
Bew.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
See, but it's a word, Bo.
And because he's a new artist, it's obviously quite important that we not just pronounce the name properly, but tell everybody where we can find his music. Hey, if I wanted to listen to more of... I want to go do it again, Bo.
No, it's not as difficult as, do you remember when Churches first started?
Oh, yeah.
That was an issue.
Try putting that in Google and saying every time Churches with a V. Doesn't make any sense.
There've been some over the years on Radio 1. There've been some terrible mistakes that I've made with band names.
Yeah. Do they hate us forever after we've said it wrong?
Generally, yes.
Ah, well.
Yeah. So that was Boat and Gold, and Dev's on at 4 today on Radio 1. In for Greg, stepping into his sweaty shoes yet again.
Really sweaty shoes. He's left in the studio.
He must be wanting to do another triathlon by now.
Yeah.
Come on, it's been ages.
He tweeted the other day. He said he's missing it. Crazy person.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So I've got some facts here. Some are absolutely made up about 5 minutes ago. Some are actually real. You choose which is which.
Kanye West's children, North and Saint, were creative consultants on his latest album, The Life of Pablo.
Nice touch.
Listened to that album last night. It's odd.
Really?
Yeah, it's all right. It's some good tracks.
He's
on there,
been making out that this is the best album anyone's ever made.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has he oversold it
a little bit?
Possibly, yes,
right,
but that's what he does.
Yeah.
Is there loads and loads of songs in it? I kind of imagine that it would be some really short ones, some that are like 3 seconds long.
That's like Rihanna's album's a bit like that as well.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay, so North and Saint, Kanye West's children, are listed as creative consultants on the latest album, The Life of Pablo. Can that be true?
The thing is, we laugh at that. Maybe they were. And that's completely fair enough. And what would be worse is if they had helped with this album and they weren't properly credited. So actually...
They'd have to get their lawyers involved. It'd all become really messy. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he's done the right thing, if this is real.
Any day now, I'm expecting him to go, sorry, guys, I've been hacked. North had my phone. And that would be why we're seeing all these tweets, even though she's two.
So Northwest, I could maybe accept because she's like toddler age, right? So she's coherent. But the newborn baby, what's he going to do creative? Just lying there.
Inspiration.
That's a good one.
Actually, yes. And there are some songs, I think, about the kids on there, right?
That's a really good point there, Chris.
What are you saying then?
I really like, if this is real, that they've been credited in such a formal way. Like a real great job description there for a two-year-old. Creative consultants. I'm going to go real.
I think if a few years ago, if we had octopuses picking out football scores, then a baby could be a creative director or whatever it is on an album. I'm also going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes. It's
real.
North and Saint West are both credited as creative consultants alongside Rihanna, Chance the Rapper and Andre 3000.
What about Kim Kardashian then?
Not on there.
Rude.
Rude, isn't it?
Yeah.
And next,
there's a new dating app where users are matched with potential dates based on their smell.
Now, you know I'm a fan of a dating app.
You are, actually, yes.
Do like a dating app.
Yeah.
I don't know...
Active on all the apps.
I don't know how this would even work. What do? Do you describe your smell to somebody? How would that
even work? Good point. You can't smell through the phone yet.
No. Not yet.
Not yet?
Yeah.
Is that 5G? Are we going to get that?
We were saying earlier, there needs to be kind of more drop-down menus on dating sites because my friend Unlucky Gary's had a terrible time of it recently. He's met this new guy that he really likes, but the guy loves coleslaw, and it was almost a deal-breaker.
Oh, dear.
You say that there is probably a website for that. Because there's every kind of dating app now, isn't there?
There's one for, like, if you like people in uniform.
We talk about that a lot. Right.
There's one for people who like coleslaw. And people who don't like coleslaw.
There just needs to be more options because, like some of the texts we were getting earlier, like the girl we had on earlier who didn't go on a second date with somebody because he had his steak well done.
Basing people on the smell. Now, this happened in real life. I remember there was a speed dating night where people were put together based on their smell. Because I remember we've talked about this before.
Have we?
I think we have.
You didn't dream this.
Are you sure?
You had to sort of sniff a bag and then you said whether you liked the scent or not. Maybe I haven't.
I
dreamt
think
this.
You've made this up, Chris.
I surely wouldn't
ever
have
remember that
it.
Being on the
Does
show.
Does no one else remember us talking about this? No. Right. So that's.
Well, there's definitely something to say about, you know, pheromones and stuff, right? You can be attracted to somebody's natural scent. But I just don't know how you would factor that into an app.
Okay.
But I want this to be real, so I'm going to say real.
Because let's face it, if it's you'll try it.
Yeah,
give it a go.
I'll definitely give it a go.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the aim then? So you smell something and you're like, fishmonger. Do you know what I mean? Are you working out people's jobs by it? Or like, you know, clearly someone works... What? No, I'm trying to work out the logistics of this. Like, what's the point?
I know what you mean.
What are you trying to smell?
Yeah. Real or no real, please? Dev.
I just want it to be real. I want to download it as soon as I finish the show. Real.
Chris.
We haven't got this technology yet. No real.
That one is real.
Yes!
Dev. Look how excited he is.
Where would I... It's for a friend. Where would I download this?
I can't tell you where to download it. But what I can tell you is when you sign up, you're sent a T-shirt that you have to wear for 3 days before sending it back. You are then sent matches based on how you smell.
So do they send you the T-shirts of the people that you've matched with?
Yeah.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard, and I love it. I'm so involved. I know what I'm doing after the show today.
Okay. Yeah, he will be Googling that straight away. And finally,
Radio 1's money-saving expert Matt Edmondson once saved money on a train ticket by spending the entire journey sat on a friend's lap.
That's lost it. So often we do, well, they've been becoming more frequent. We have a fact about Radio 1's money-saving expert, Matt Edmondson.
Okay. I don't know what the rules are with trains. If you sit on someone's lap, do you have to buy a ticket?
Technically, it's not a seat. It's not, right?
I know.
It's not a seat.
I don't know what the rules are.
Does it work
there.
On planes?
I don't know.
Do you think maybe Matt might consider this? How about you, Dev?
He's definitely, like, lap-sized. Like, if Matt was sat on my lap right now, he'd be like, oh, get off, mate, you're too heavy. You know, I could last from here to Carlisle with Matt sat on my lap.
I'm saying Glasgow, actually.
Yeah.
I'm spending the entire journey sat on a friend's lap. It's an odd thing to ask of a friend,
but he
though,
is a tiny one.
Yeah, yeah. wouldn't take up much room.
And?
You might have a bit of a bony bum, though.
Yeah, yes. But most of all, it will save him money. And as we know, Matt loves that.
That's the main thing.
So what are you saying, Dave? Real?
I want this to be real. We spent 20 quid on roses the other day.
Which he thought was outrageous.
Then, yeah, so he needs to save his money in other places. And on the train's the place to do it.
The train's the place to do it. See, I don't know. I'm on enough trains to know that there's enough train guards out there who wouldn't have that.
They would not.
Getting a seat, mate, or buy a ticket.
Even if you're on the wrong train for the wrong time, they go mad.
This is no real.
No?
I'm going to go no real.
That one is no real.
We should say that we do love Matt Edmondson very, very much indeed. But it's no real. Absolutely made up. At the end of that round of real or no real.
I got 20, Dev got 30.
Yes, Dev. All right, go and look up that smell dating site then.
I will.
And if you want to be on Real or No Real tomorrow, I'm taking calls now on 03700 100. Is that how we're doing it? 100 100, yeah. Let's call in. 03700 100 100. You could be on tomorrow's Real or No Real.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are the best bits of Thursday. We're back tomorrow for Friday's show from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.